You mentioned the ACOSOG study of local excision with neoadjuvant therapy first. Is that a strategy you've used yourself outside of protocol?
I have not, and I have concerns about any local excision of a T2 lesion, and I think it should be done on a trial setting. I think that we certainly are seeing more major responses in patients treated with neoadjuvant therapy, but there are very significant questions as to whether neoadjuvant therapy alone is going to be sufficient to eradicate all the disease. And so even in the setting where we treat patients with locally advanced tumors that get a complete pathologic response, currently I still recommend major surgery for those patients and remove it. I think that for the early stage tumors like the T2s, it is a good study to look at to see what the results will be for patients that are interested in participating in the research. But I'm not doing it outside of any protocols and things.
In what situations are you using local excision?
The patients that are poor risk patients that are at high risk for a major resection, I will offer a local excision, particularly for T1s and sometimes for T2 lesions. But a good risk patient that comes in that has even a T1 lesion, I tell them that local excision, in my opinion, is a compromised treatment, that they're looking at a fairly significant local recurrence rate. And not only that, that if they do recur locally, then my chance of salvaging them with major surgery is cut down to about a 50% chance. And not only that, half of the patients that have surgical resection for a recurrence after local excision not only need a salvage resection, they need an extended salvage resection. About half of them will have to have their vagina removed, or maybe their prostate removed, or something much more than just the rectum removed. In fact, we looked at comparative trial at our institution comparing the results of radical resection of T1 lesions compared to local excision of T1 lesions, showing a much higher, 3- to 5-fold higher local recurrence rate in the transanally excised patients. But our follow-up probably isn't long enough to determine any difference in survival. The survival difference was not different in those two groups, radically excised or transanally excised, but the fact is that a number of the patients that recurred locally after transanal excision are still alive with disease, and I think probably in 3 or 4 years there will be a statistically significant difference in their overall survival. So I think it's a little too early to be relying on that survival data.